Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Down. My name is Chris Connolly from the band Hot Panda, also known as your professor. Let's get one thing straight. If there's some of you that think this class is going to be a walk of the cake or a flop about in the park, you are sadly mistaken. Half of you will drop out. And the other half of you will wish that you were dead. If I could offer any advice to those of you still hell-bent on attempting to pass my class, it would simply be to keep your radio tuned to CITR 101.9 when you're in Vancouver.
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the top floor of the Student Union building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
good evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock, and I'm going to be on air until 11 p.m. tonight. And what you just heard was something from Montreal's Emily and Ogden, which is a artist named Emily Kahn, and she does a really nice, beautiful heart music. The new album is called 10,000, and you heard a track off of that called 10,000. It's out on Secret City Records, and once again, it's a debut album from Emily and Ogden. So I got a lot of new stuff coming up in the next hour. Later on, we'll be getting to some kind of more ambient electronic tracks. But to start off, in this first set, you're going to hear something from a new album from the Deers. I think it's their first album since the 2011 album. It's been a while since they last put something out. But I do believe they just came through town, so hopefully you're able to check out the show. Fortunately, I missed the show. So anyways... The brand new album from the Deers just came out, and it's called Times Infinity Volume 1, and you're going to hear a track off of that called I Used to Pray for the Heavens to Fall. And then after that, you're going to hear something from Dave Heumann. And you may know Dave Heumann from a project that recently came out on Thrill Jockey Records called Heumann Bell. And it was a collaboration between... an artist as well as Dave Heumann, and the other guy's last name was Bell, so hence the collaboration became Heumann Bell. But anyways, Dave Heumann has a new album out called Here in the Deep. You're going to hear a track off of that called Ides of Summer. It's got more kind of a soaring southern guitar style, but check out more stuff. Once again, this just came out on Thrill Jockey Records. So you're going to hear that after this, but first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is brand new stuff from the Deers.
It's not the same. Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And I'm going to be on air with you until 11 p.m. tonight. Don't forget to check out the website, citr.ca. If you're brand new, look to that site, and you can check out all the shows, podcasts, and playlists on a single page, as well as check out all the Discorder articles and stuff like that. So definitely check it out, citr.ca. And you could also find out ways you can get involved in the station. Just check out our volunteer resources on the website, once again, citr.ca. And you could check out some of the recent songs I've played in case you didn't hear me or I was rambling or something like that. It's really handy and it's really amazing, brand new website. So what you just heard was something from David Heumann, and it's a new release that just came out on Thrill Jockey Records. It's called Here in the Deep, and it's called, you heard the track called Ides of Summer. And it's really got that kind of soaring southern guitar style, and you may know some of his previous work in a project called Arboretum. Arboretum has released a couple albums out on Thrill Jockey Records, and it really has that sound of almost like a soundtrack of a tumbleweed in a desert, or maybe a semi-truck going through a desert or something like that. But David Heumann also released some albums out under the name Heumann Bell, which is the work of him, as well as a guy from I believe it was in Lungfish, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, it was a guy named Nathan Bell. Nathan Bell was also in Lungfish, so there was a collaboration album called Heumann Bell. Check it out. It's also out on Thrill Jockey Records if you really like the style of the track that you just heard. Prior to that, you heard some of the new stuff from The Deers. The new album is called Times Infinity Volume 1, and you heard a track called I Used to Pray for the Heavens to Fall. And up next, you're going to hear an artist that just came through town. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to check out the show, but that was Angel Olsen. She just came through town. I think it was at the Biltmore she played. But you're going to hear something from Angel Olsen and a track off her new, well, recent album called Burn Your Fire for No Witness that came out last year. A track called Forgiven/Forgotten. And then after that, you can hear something from Knife Pleats, which is a local project featuring Rose Melberg. among others. The new self-titled album is called Hat Bark Beach. You'll hear a track called Chiming of the Bells. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is new stuff. Well, recent stuff, I should say, from Angel Olsen.
Yeah. Timmy, your friends are here to see you. Get off the computer, will you?
Hey, Timmy, do you want to come out and shoot hoops with us at the park?
You know what? I'm actually busy playing on the computer right now.
Whatever. You never come out to play with us anymore. Let's go, guys.
30% of young adults are prone to stroke, and this statistic is on the rise. Stroke prevention starts early.
Are you sure you don't want to play? My cousin's in town and he's playing too.
Strokes can be prevented by regular exercise, a healthy, balanced diet, and sleeping well.
You know what? I'm coming too. Wait up for me, guys.
Follow UBCHSF on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook for regular tips on healthy living.
Strong heart, strong start.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And what you just heard was some recent stuff from Knife Pleats, a track off the Half Bark Beach was what you heard, and a track called Chiming of Bells. And prior to that was something from Angel Olsen with a track called Forgiven / Forgotten off the album called Burn Your Fire for No Witness. And she just came through town recently playing at the Biltmore, so hopefully you're able to check out the show. Once again, I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And if you want to check out some recent tracks played, definitely check out the website, citr.ca. So up next, you're going to hear some brand new stuff from Steve Howshield. And he's got some new stuff out on Cranky Records. The new album is called Where All Is Fled. And you're going to hear a track called In Spite of Time's Disguise. And you may know Steve Howshield from another project called Emeralds. And Emeralds is a kind of known as a ambient supergroup, a trio of ambient artists featuring John Elliott as well as Mark McGuire, who does this soaring ambient guitar riffs, and as well as Steve Howshield. So together they make Emeralds, and it's not the Emeralds, it's just Emeralds. They've opened up for Caribou, and they have come through town a few times. But definitely check out some more stuff from Emeralds. After Steve Howshield, you can hear something from Mark McGuire and a album called Along the Way that came out in 2014 on Dead Oceans Records. And also check out John Elliott if you get the chance. They all put out some great ambient music in this trio. But anyways, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is brand new stuff from Steve Howshield. This track is called In Spite of Time's Disguise. Thank you.
When Shanna Larson was a little girl, she already had artistic talent, and it was clear that she would be quite an athlete. But Shan always knew what she wanted to do with her life. She wanted to teach. Shan was only 24 years old when she lost her life to breast cancer. And now it's her spirit that will teach us. Teach us to know our body. For more information, visit teamshan.ca. Breast cancer, not just a disease of older women.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was Mark McGuire with an album that came out in 2013 called Along the Way. You heard the track called Silent Weapons, and in brackets, this is The Architects of Manipulation. And prior to that, you heard something from Steve Hauschildt, brand new album that's coming out on Thrill Jockey, or on Cranky Records, I should say. And you heard a track called In Spite of Time. And together, they were also in a trio called Emeralds. So we'll keep going with some more kind of more ambient drony sounding music, and you're going to hear a local artist called Rec Center, and they have a new album out that just came into the station called Tacoma Dome, and you're going to hear a track over that called Sounder, and this is the work of Alex Hudson and Jay Arner. I'm not sure what label it's put it out on, but anyways, check out some more of the stuff from the Rec Center. After that, you're going to hear something from an artist out on Constellation Records called Jerusalem in My Heart. You'll hear a track called A Granular Music, and it's off an album called If He Dies. If, there's six ifs. And once again, that's a new album out on Constellation Records. And I do believe it was recorded in Montreal as well as Beirut. And Jerusalem in My Heart is the work of a duo, Charles Andre Coder, as well as Radwan Ghazi Mumen, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. And it features a lot of the contemporaries on Constellation Records. Anyways, I'll have some more to say about this album after that. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Locals. This is Rec Center.
Thank you. the 2009 BC provincial election, the Delta South riding was won by a margin of 32 votes. In a 1999 Nova Scotian election, the Shelburne district was won by a margin of one vote. One vote. One person was the difference, so go tell them that your vote doesn't matter. On October 19th, get out and vote. It's one small action that can make all the difference. Visit elections.ca to register and for more information.
Tune in every Thursday from 11 p.m. till midnight for Copy and Paste with your host, Tim, a.k.a. Autonomy, the very best in underground dance music.
And we're back at listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and that was a new project out on Constellation Records. It's called Jerusalem in My Heart, and you heard the track called A Granular Music. And it's off the album called If He Dies, if. New release out on Constellation Records. And apparently they do a lot of, it's more of kind of like an installation art piece when they do this live. They have a lot of like a film projection and a lot of different revolving artists on stage. So it sounds like it'd be a pretty interesting live show. And once again, that's Jerusalem in My Heart. Check them out at jerusaleminmyheart.com. Prior to that, you heard something from a local artist, Rec Center, with a track off their album called Tacoma Dome, and you heard the track called Sounder, and that's the side project of Jay Arner as well as Alex Hudson. And thanks for tuning in this week. Stay tuned, I'll be back next week with some more great tracks. I'm going to try to fit in as much as I can, and you're going to hear another artist out in Constellation Records, and that's a group called Ought. They have a new album out called The Sun Coming Down, and you'll hear the track called The Sun's Coming Down, a slightly different variation on the title. After that, you can hear something from the Jazz Destroyers, if I can fit it in, and it's out on Smog Veil Records. You can hear a track off of that called Felt Hammer, and then we'll see what we get to after that. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Montreal, this is Ottawa's Alt, I should say.
The sun's coming down.